The Mystic Candle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Mystic Candle. Every time I look at a candle, I feel a warm glow. I think we all do. Think of the people who lived in the frontier times, in the pioneer times, in days gone by, where they did not have lanterns or lamps or so forth, and they had to use candles to illumine their house, to illumine their world. You look at pictures of English castles, and there's candles burning everywhere, and gloriously so, and it's a charming, charming thing. But what is a mystic candle? Well, if I may be so bold as to say, every candle is a mystic candle, because every candle is a glowing flame. It's distinct. Now, I might reword that by saying mystic flame rather than mystic candle, for it is the flame out of the candle, the flame out of any lantern or anything else. It is the flame itself that is the mystic thing. And to be mystic, it has a deeper reach than appears on the surface. When you look at the light, the flame of a candle, what do you see? You look at the light of the fireplace, the glowing logs or the burning logs, and what do you see? When you look at any flame, what do you see? You see a variety of colors. You see a flickering coming and going. You see a sort of a dancing. The flames very seldom are absolutely still, because the air about the flame is very seldom absolutely still. There's always some little draft that comes in, some little movement that comes in. And what is this flame doing as it is expressing itself? Truly, it is a mystic thing. It is something from a depth of magic that is unexplainable. Who can explain fire? Who can explain how these things are? Oh, the scientists will come up with all sorts of attitudes about it. But there's a deeper attitude. There's a deeper essence to these things. And that deeper essence is the mystic quality of it. And the mystic quality of it is that out of nothingness, the flame appears. Out of nothingness, the flame sheds its light and casts it across the darkness and makes the darkness no longer dark. The flame is out of the nothingness, out of the isness, out of the allness. And it is a mystical thing, truly something that we cannot say we have created ourselves, that we cannot take credit for. It's like the life force within humanity or within any living creature, any creature at all. Every creature has a life force in it, each expressing it in a most unique and imaginative way. But you look at man and his life, and you say, what a glorious, mystical thing his life is. It reaches out farther than anything. The man's mystical life gathers about it all of the body forces, all of the mind forces, all of the brain forces. And that life sort of incorporates all of these outer symbols, all of these inner symbols, and makes them into one mystical whole. Something that we don't truly understand, but it delights our eyes and delights our senses. Look at a candle and study it. Don't stare at it and try to figure out what's going on, but just look at it and let its magic, let its imagination, the candle has imagination too, let its imagination flow through your thought and through your being. And as you let it flow through your thought and your being, in just a moment, in fact, in a very short moment, you are enraptured in that candle. You are delighted in its glow. You are enchanted in its magical theme. You are illumined by its presence. And you could go on listing all of the traits that the candle brings forth out of you. Or is it that you bring the traits out of the candle? Is the candle merely making aware those things that are in you? Is the candle merely revealing all that you are? And perhaps that's exactly what it's doing. The candle is making us aware of a divine light that's in us. We talk about inner illumination, and we talk about people who are illumined. We talk about people who have a charisma and that shines for miles and miles. We talk about walking in the presence of another person and we feel illumined in their presence. We feel glorified in their presence. We talk about the light that is the halo about people who are rather sainted. And we look at that halo and we say, how glory, how glorious. What a glorious thing that is. What a glory to see it. And as we look at that light, we become one in and as that light. And the person upon whose head, so to speak, that light stands, that halo surrounds, we don't really even know them. We don't even know who they are, what they're doing, even though we may know their name and know what their place is in the world. But we are seeing with our inner light the inner light in that other person. We are seeing their candle glow. We are seeing their mystic quality. And that mystic quality is present in each one of us. That mystic quality is something so glorious and so fantastic. And really, when you stop and think about it, the candle glow, the glow of the light of the candle, is out of the one light, out of the one glow, the one flame. There is only one flame everywhere present. We may see it or may not see it. It's always there. That one flame is the inner illumination that's in all of us. It's always there. It's always waiting to be revealed, waiting to be seen and enjoyed and known and expressed. You and I, we have the privilege of looking with our inner light, looking with our inner candle, and seeing all the world about us a reflection of our inner light. And as we see this inner light, we see the universal light. We see the mystical light of the universe as it shines out. It comes out from everywhere. It is unlimited in its scope. It's unlimited in its ability to reach out and stretch across the universe, because it is everywhere present. The mystic candle and its mystic flame, how glorious that is, how beautiful it is to recognize it. Every time I look at a flame, I think light. I think universal light. I think divine light. I think all is light. I think I am light. Every time I look at a light bulb, I say light. All is light. Divine light, universal light. Every time I look at the sun, the moon, the stars, I think of light. I think of universal light. I think of ever-present light. I think of the light that I am. Oh, my candle flame flickers. The flame and the fire flickers. But the flickering is little sparklings of awareness, little sparklings of alertness, little sparkles of knowing who I am. And it's a very exciting thing. To me, the candle represents the most glorious, loving, warm, gentle, compassionate, strong, powerful light that I could imagine. And I choose to live my life every moment in the light of this inner flame, in the light of this outer flame, in the light of the flame of the candle, of the lamp, of the light bulb, the sun, the moon, the stars. I claim this awareness, and as I live in this awareness, the hidden mystery of the mystical candle is revealed to me in my heart, and I know that I know, and I am content. And it's a very good and a very wonderful feeling. Enjoy the candle in you and the candles around you. Enjoy the light in you and the light around you, as I do. And as you do this too, you will say, "Wow! What a wonderful world I live in. I can see all clearly now." I love you. I love you. I love you.